Today's gospel reading, appointed for the first Sunday in Advent, may be confusing, disturbing, even unnerving. The language of the coming of the Son of Man, accompanied by all these natural happenings, is apocalyptic in nature. But it's not meant to scare, not meant to paint a picture of an imminent disintegration of the universe. These words, which borrow heavily from Scripture, Jesus would have been familiar with in the major and minor prophetic writings like Isaiah and Joel. It's easy to have our minds rush in the direction of the end times when we hear this, but it may better serve to view this not as an end, but rather a new beginning. You see, this is good news that the Son of Man is coming. Not bad. The kingdom of God's reign coming around, the powers of this world being thwarted, and the new order of justice and peace showing up in full force. In the midst of signs in the galaxy and the sea, Jesus gives the admonition to his followers to stay alert. Now, over these next few weeks, I'll be giving you a different word for each Sunday, and the word for this week is alert. You know, I saw a bumper sticker some years ago on the back of a pickup truck, and it read, "Be alert. The world needs more alerts." Now, what does it mean for us to be alert? We get amber alerts when a child goes missing. I got an alert this past week about a bomb threat at my daughter's former university. This is the age we live in. But what does it matter, and what does it mean for us as Jesus' followers to stay alert? Let me build a couple of connections here. First, I think being alert may involve for us slowing down the pace. We live in a culture that accelerates the pace of the days leading up to Christmas. While we as followers of Christ lift up the season of Advent, a penitential season, a repentant season, a season of reflection and prayer, of discernment, and shedding of everything that is superfluous in favor of that which is enduring, we do so in the midst of a society that simultaneously is plunging headlong into a shopping frenzy and perennial partying. Did you know that there's a shortage of Christmas trees this year? Better get yours now. Did you know there are only 22 more shopping days till Christmas? And remember which kind of lettuce not to buy for your party tray. With so many things to do and remember, we're on autopilot, rushing from event to event and store to store. And thus we may miss the signs Jesus intends for us to see, the signs of his coming among us, the signs of his kingdom come. Carl Honor, author of the book In Praise of Slowness, says, "Sometimes it takes a wake-up call, doesn't it, to alert us to the fact that we're hurrying through our lives instead of actually living them? That we're living the fast life instead of the good life? And I think, for many people," he says, "that wake-up call takes the form of an illness." Well, I hope for us it does not take an illness to alert us for our need to slow down. What are some ways you recognize when things are getting too hurried in your own life? Talk with your family or friend about ways you can guard against getting swept up in busyness. Our state of alertness depends on a pace that allows us to stop and smell the roses, or as Jesus' parable in today's reading indicates, to see the buds on the trees. In verse 36, Jesus ties being alert with praying. Praying sensitizes us to the movement of the Spirit. I'm not talking about shopping list kind of praying where we tell God the things we need God to act on and what we need God to do. I'm talking about the listening kind of praying. Listening for God like a locksmith listens to the tumblers in a safe. Listening like that sensitizes us to what God is doing in the world to set it right. To fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty, as pregnant Mary put it earlier in Luke's gospel. Jesus stirs us to pray with our eyes on the horizon, with heads up, hopeful of our redemption. Being alert, says Craig Lunsborough, is not to vigilantly stand on tiptoe in order to scan some distant horizon out of the fear of the approaching enemy. Quite the opposite. It is falling to our knees, knowing that God is already out on that horizon and that God thwarted the enemy long before they ever reached it. Maybe these weeks of Advent, as you commute, you can put a post-it note on your dashboard of your car with a short sentence prayer. Lord, lift my worries from me. Or as you wait for your Keurig to do its thing in the morning and heat up and brew your coffee, put a post-it note on it that reminds you to pray. Something like, Lord, you make me alert. Not the coffee, but you, Lord, make me alert. Finally, I think living in a state of alertness means living lightly. Jesus says, don't be weighed down with drunkenness and hangovers. Don't be weighted down with worries either. Worrying and day in and day out makes us hang our head. Day in and day out, drunkenness makes us hang our heads. And down is not the direction that Jesus wants us looking. He wants our chins up. He wants us living lightly, unencumbered by the weights of what this world promises but is painfully inept at delivering. Jesus wants and empowers his people to be living lives that the general population can look and say, oh, so that's what it's going to look like when the kingdom is about to come. So let's be alert. Let's pray. Let's slow down the pace. Let's live lightly, for our faithful God is coming in little and in large ways to renew this harsh, power-hungry world for good. And may your life and mine give birth to that reality. Amen.